Hey there, my name is Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. The latest version of Ubuntu is out, 22.04, 22.04, and it is a long-term support version, so it's Ubuntu 22.04 LTS. I've been taking it for a quick spin. Here is my review and everything you need to know about this new version. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So the important thing about the 22.04 version, it is the LTS version, which is going to be supported for the next 5 years. So if you're doing a home server, if you're using it on the desktop, or if you're using a server for some hosting up on the internet, this is the version you want to start with now, because you know it's going to be supported for the next 5 years. So what is going on with this version? Well, some big things to start with. It's based on the Linux kernel 5.15, and that in itself is a long-term support kernel, and it comes with GNOME 42. Of course, there are lots of other bits of software have been upgraded and brought up to the latest version. So for example, we're now on GCC 11. PHP 8.1 is in there, and that actually has an up to 23% performance boost over PHP 8. You've got Golang 1.18, you've got Python 3.10. I remember that Python 3.10 was the version that brought in the controversial match slash case construct into the Python language. We've also got Ruby 3.0, OpenSSL 3.0, and Firefox is installed by default, and it comes as a snap, which means it's actually maintained now by Mozilla itself and not by Ubuntu. Talking about applications, there's lots of things that have changed also on the desktop if you are using this in a desktop setup. For example, now workspaces are managed horizontally rather than vertically as they were before. And you can see that vertical version in action in my review of Pop OS. So now it's actually side to side rather than up and down. And there are also some changes and improvements to, for example, multitasking. You can set up different things in the settings there. And of course, because it's a new version, there's a new background, and it's interesting to see how the background goes along with the different color themes that you can pick, and you can have dark themes and light themes. Another big change is that Wayland is now the display server of choice for most people when they install it. If you install it, for example, in a virtual machine, you're still going to get X11, or if you have the right hardware, you're going to be getting Wayland. One change that I find most interesting is now that the RDP protocol, the remote desktop protocol from Microsoft, is the default if you want to connect to a remote desktop, if you want to connect to your Ubuntu machine as a remote desktop. No longer is it VNC, although VNC support is still there. Also, there's a new screen capture tool. When you now hit print screen, rather than just taking a picture of the whole screen, you actually get up a little box that allows you to take the whole screen, take the snap from just a window or from a area that you drag around on the screen there. But of course, this is still the Ubuntu that we know and trust. You know it's going to be good on the desktop, it's going to be good on a server, it's going to be good up in the cloud. Of course, for those on the desktop, you get loads and loads of software available using the normal true repositories. There's also the software center that you get, that you can install things like VLC and Blender and LibreOffice and all this kind of stuff, Visual Studio Code. It's all just there for you to find and install on your Linux desktop. And when you are installing things from the software center, you often get a choice of the snap version for the stable version, a snap for the latest kind of bleeding edge version, or a version from the repository. And in many cases, you get to choose. Many other operating systems are also based on Ubuntu, and they are also updating. For example, Pop OS is itself based on Ubuntu, and Ubuntu have official versions that aren't just based on GNOME 42. You can get one with the KDE, you can get one with some lightweight desktops, there's a server version, and these are all official builds that are out there. So really a choice for whatever it is you're using, server, desktop, KDE, GNOME, whatever you want, you can get it as one of these Ubuntu 22.04 builds. I know that many of you prefer different Linux distributions. However, if you are a Ubuntu fan, then you should definitely check out Ubuntu 22.04. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do consider giving it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Gary Explains. And I also have a monthly newsletter. Go to GaryExplains.com. Type in your email address, no spam, but you will get the newsletter. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.